Yeah, Gal, obviously another big game coming up at the Brandy. It's going to be a tough one against the Waterford side, coming with confidence.
They had a fantastic result and a fantastic performance. I watched it a couple of times and they were very good. They dominated the ball in Turner's Cross, which is a very difficult thing to do. But the one thing that they do have, they've got fantastic players. I think their midfield three is as good as anything in the league. When you look at Shane Duggan and JJ Lunny and Bastian Heary, you don't really get much better than that. They've a technical ability that can cause you problems. They've two fullbacks that get on at every opportunity. And obviously, as the Aganati up front, that has caused lots of problems for lots of teams throughout the last couple of years.
Your point of view is just about the players now, bouncing back from a disappointing result at Rovers.
Well, let's go on now. What we want now is we want energy, we want that passion back, we want players playing with belief. And, you know, this period was always going to be very difficult. We're playing some of the best teams in the country. We're playing teams that have been together for a while. But look, we're coming here and we're going to try our best to give a good account of ourselves. We'll work extremely hard. We'll make it difficult for our opponents, and we certainly won't lie down to anyone this year.
And obviously, the Brandywell factor played a part against UCD. You're hoping it's obviously similar tomorrow even?
Absolutely. If we can get this place, if we can get the Brandywell filled and we can get them really supporting the boys and backing them, then we fear no one. But at the same time, you know, this team is going to make mistakes. There's going to be times in games where we need help. And whether that be from the sidelines, the stands, or people on the pitch, there's going to be moments in the game where, you know, we will be in difficulty. But at the same time, we got to embrace that. We got to enjoy that. That's part of the game. You've got to make sure that you enjoy playing here in front of big crowds, because ultimately that's what we're all in it for.
Obviously, Jimmy McDonough is suspended. Any other altercation in your team?
No, well, hopefully Darren he'll do a fitness test in the morning of the game and we'll see how he is. Adrian Delap comes back in, having suffered a family bereavement last week. So, you know, I think there are two additions that are very welcome. I think we missed Darren's influence on the game on Friday night because of his experiences and his quality on the ball and his ability to read the game. But, you know, no matter who we play on Monday night, we'll certainly give everything for the cause.